Right, your borders are boring. So this is another sorting out our garden bloopers moment. What do we do if the borders and the garden just leaves you flat? It just sits there looking like a big green blob. I'd like to add something to it. What can you do? Well, one of the reasons that borders end up just looking a bit naff is because they've evolved over time. For example, you've inherited some plants, you've bought some plants, you've plants have died, so you've filled the border with a couple of bits and pieces, and gradually over time, what was a cohesive looking border kind of disintegrates into a piecemeal pick and mix of this has gone with that and that's gone with this, and I've actually got pink flowers flowering next to yellow flowers, and I've got orange flowers flowering next to pink flowers, and it never seems to look really, really nice. Because of this evolution, you've lost your plan. And if you think about it, it's like having, in the house, I tend to think of gardening a bit like decorating. And if I use the analogy of a sitting room, you sort of can follow my thought processes, which sometimes are a bit difficult, but there we are. That's another whole podcast in itself. Anyway, if you have the sitting room and you want to redecorate, you'll look at your sofa and you'll look at your big pieces of furniture and you'll think, what will go with the sofa and what colours do I need and what textures and what's the wall colour going to be like and what's the carpet going to be like and what's the curtain going to be like. And so you redecorate your room and you get it looking really nice. Now, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years later, you might have changed the cushions, you might have put up different curtains, you might have added to that, but I bet when you bought new curtains or you bought new cushions, you never once thought, oh, there's a lovely cushion, I'll buy that and put it in my sitting room. You always went in and went, oh, those are really nice cushions. Would that go with the carpet and the curtains and the sofa? And if it doesn't go, you don't buy it. But we don't seem to do that with plants. We kind of walk into the garden centre and sort of walk around thinking, oh, look at that, look at that, it's a fabulous garish Barbie pink. I like that. I'm going to take that home and put that in the garden. And you just plonk it in a gap, and then we end up with this smorgasbord of everything. So what do you got to do if things aren't right? You need to go back and have a plan and look at the border in question and pick out the best bit, pick out the plant that seems to be doing better than all of the others. And if that plant then is growing well there, then it's worth keeping. So you need to plan around this plant. That's the equivalent of your sofa and chairs, isn't it? That's what you've got to then match everything around. Then you're going to have to decide if you're going to do more of the same, or you're going to highlight and contrast this plant with different plants. But by going back and having a plan and re-establishing your colour scheme and re-establishing the size of plants that you've got in there, then you can actually return the border back. Now, the other thing to remember, humans are fickle creatures. We like to be interested. And if the only thing that's interesting you about the border is visual, i.e., there's a few coloured flowers, it can only hold one of your senses, can't it? And we've got five different senses. We've got touch, sight, sound, taste, and hearing. If you look at your border and go, actually, yeah, in the summer, I've got all of these colours, that's fantastic, but there's no smell. They're not really nice garden plants to touch. You certainly can't eat anything. There's nothing there that you might pick a leaf or smell a leaf or anything like that. There's nothing else to hold your interest. So ask the question, which of my senses are being stimulated by this border? And if there isn't one of them, I need to put something in there that might stimulate my sense, because that will make your border more interesting to you.